In the United States, a Washington court has released hundreds of pages of evidence which lawyers say proves the Syrian regime of Bashar al-Assad has deliberately targeted foreign journalists and killed them. The documents include testimony from a former Syrian government intelligence officer who says the respected US war correspondent Marie Colvin was murdered in a shelling attack during the siege of Homs in 2012. Our chief foreign correspondent Philip Williams prepared this report from Washington.
There's just far more ordnance being poured into the city and no way of predicting where it's going to land.
Surrounded by Syrian forces, Marie Colvin kept the world informed of a brutal and indiscriminate shelling and bombing of civilians, women, children, everyone.
I'm at ground zero and I'm seeing what is being hit. Civilian buildings are being hit.
She was holed up with other journalists in a makeshift media centre where, according to witnesses, an informant had pinpointed where she was and her interviews via phone had been traced and calibrated. According to a former Syrian intelligence officer, codenamed Ulysses, the shelling that killed Colvin and a French photographer and injured others was no accident.
It gutted me. Even now when I talk about it, I still get emotional about it.
Marie Colvin's younger sister, Kat, decided to do something to honour her sibling. Supported by the Centre for Justice and Accountability, she's taking civil legal action against those in the Syrian government she says killed her sister to silence her reports.
It's incredible. The calculation, the planning, the organisation of the military and putting the full force of the Syrian military toward killing journalists.
Then former Ulysses says there was jubilation in Damascus at the news the shelling had found its target.
Calling her American dog and blind bitch and cars being rewarded to those who had successfully killed Marie. The thought of them laughing and having a party celebrating her death is just infuriating.
They show very clearly that there was a decision to treat them as military targets.
The case filed in a Washington federal court on behalf of Kat Colvin and her children would never have happened without 6 years of deep investigation by Scott Gilmore. He's a lawyer with the Center for Justice and Accountability.
I mean, the goal of this legal action really is to show that impunity cannot be tolerated. In some ways, Marie was like the canary in the mineshaft. I mean, her death really signaled that the regime was going to pull no punches in its crackdown. And I really feel if the international community allows this deliberate flouting of those international protections to occur with no accountability for those that do this, we're going to see this as the pattern for the rest of this century.
This is Philip Williams in Washington reporting for AM.